Senators are trying to finalize a deal this week on a gun safety bill to hold a vote before the July 4th recess. But attendees at the Texas State Republican Convention this weekend were having none of it. They booed one of the main negotiators, Republican Senator John Cornyn.
We fought and kept President Biden's gun-grabbing wish list off the table.
The plan Senator Cornyn is negotiating would expand background checks for people between 18 and 21 who want to buy a gun, and give incentives to states to pass so-called red flag laws to take guns from potentially dangerous people. It would also increase funding for mental health and school safety. So what do educators think of the plan? Becky Pringle is the president of the National Education Association, representing 3 million educators. She's also a former teacher. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you, Celeste. It's good to be with you.
So this proposal does have a lot in it that's specific to schools. What do you make of it?
It does, and we're certainly encouraged that it's a bipartisan framework, that it addresses many of the issues that we've been talking about. You know, all we're asking for our students is to stay safe. All of them deserve that, whether they're in schools or in their communities, is a comprehensive, common sense gun laws that the majority of Americans support. So that the framework includes background checks for those under 21. It includes the extreme risk protection, the red flags. That it also includes fighting firearm trafficking across states, as well as closing the boyfriend, quote unquote, boyfriend loophole. And does talk about supporting mental health access. Those are all really, really, really critical first steps and represent the most significant progress in halting the epidemic of gun violence in this country that we've seen in decades. So we're awaiting the details because it's just a framework, yeah. So we don't know for sure. We're urging them to get it into a bill and pass it as soon as possible.
What's missing that you would like to see in there?
So a couple of things. First of all, the red flag laws, we're really, really, really thankful that that's in there. But they do push it to the states to do it. And we have consistently talked about not only states, but also the federal government having that in legislation that protects everyone. We have been calling for the ban on assault rifles forever. The ability for one person to take so many lives in minutes, just unacceptable. Unacceptable. So we absolutely will continue to fight for that. And, you know, those high capacity feeding devices, yeah. and those kinds of things that are weapons of war. That's what they are. Ending the gun industry's special legal protections. There are still some loopholes that need to be addressed. As far as we know, the framework doesn't have anything in it about safe storage laws. So there are some things they still need to do, but this is a good first step.
So Ohio's governor recently signed a bill that would allow schools to decide whether their employees should arm themselves if they go through 24 hours of training. What do you say to the idea of allowing teachers to carry weapons?
So we already know what works and what doesn't. In, I think it was 2013, Texas passed a similar law. You know, that's been almost a decade. And in that time, only a little over 360 teachers took them up on that. We have 9,000 campuses. We have almost 370,000 teachers. 300? Yeah, that's not solving anything. It's a distraction to prevent members of Congress from focusing on the kinds of gun laws we actually need. So that's the way we look at it. And additionally, honestly, Celeste, you know, I think about my time in front of middle-level learners, those babies with attitude. I love them. And I'm trying to imagine me having the responsibility, even if it's voluntary, for me to feel that weight and pressure on my shoulders when my job is to teach and nurture and help create a space that's conducive to good teaching and learning. And I'm expected to carry a revolver and keep it safe and get it out in time and stop an assault rifle. No, no. Not only is it not practical, it is unconscionable that we would put that weight on teachers.
What are your concerns, though, as these proposals continue to come up, not only to arm teachers, but to increase the police presence on campuses, to add extra security? We do have research that shows that putting more police officers on school campuses ends up putting Black and brown students at greater risk. sometimes of being expelled or entering the school-to-prison pipeline. Are you concerned about that?
Absolutely. We do have evidence, and we've had it for decades, that our Black and brown students are disproportionately impacted by police violence, not just in schools, but in neighborhoods. We know that. We at the NEA have been working very hard to, in fact, use some of the American Rescue Plan money to bring to our schools restorative practices and other ways of addressing some of the issues that find their way to our schoolhouse doors. But we know that, and this is, you know, Celeste, when they use the word hardening schools, what does that sound like? I mean, they use those words as though that's making us feel better. No, that's not making us feel better. It's scaring the students and the educators. And the idea of thinking that you can prevent an assault rifle by hardening that school enough is ridiculous. And we know that making schools into prisons is not the way, it's just not the way to go. Now of course, we need to take common sense measures to keep, to have safe schools, but we have to address the issues around disparity that you raised. We have to address the fact that we want environments where our students want to come and learn and where they'll thrive and be creative, not a prison.
Becky Pringle is the president of the National Education Association. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Celeste. Stay safe.
You too.
Thanks.